no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
We're on the line to Bert Stansbury in Washington, and Bert, there's been a bit of breaking news, some very significant developments, certainly in terms of human rights and
Yeah, well, as your listeners probably know, the civil war in El Salvador ended back in 1992. And shortly thereafter, an amnesty law was passed that protected a lot of the perpetrators of crimes, that people who were part of the military who carried out assassinations and torture and human rights abuses, that protected them. Well, just yesterday, a Spanish court brought a case against a number of generals, Salvadoran generals from the war, as well as the former president, Alfredo Cristiani, from the Arena Party, for the assassination of six Jesuit priests, their housekeeper and her daughter, in 1989. And so this is a huge development because, you know, for so long, Cristiani is the president at that time, as well as a number of these top generals. Everyone knew that they were implicated. They basically ordered the assassination of these Jesuits who had spoken out strongly against the military and in favor of justice for the victims of the war. But no one had been able to move forward on any sort of case. And so this is a big step forward, and it remains to be seen what will happen, whether they will be able to be extradited to Spain to serve trial for this, but it also might have implications for the upcoming elections in El Salvador. Mm.
Cristiani was the president during 1989. He beat, and it was during his presidency that the November offensive occurred in 1989, and that's when there was a bit of a purge. Anyone who thought was slightly in opposition to the Arena Party were captured or killed or forced to leave the country, and these four Jesuit priests were sort of caught up in that just simply for preaching social justice. And Cristiani must still be a bit of a significant figure, at least in the Arena Party, and this must have some effect on the upcoming elections.
Cristiani certainly is sort of one of the elder statements of the right-wing Arena Party, and there's a lot of dissent right now, problems within the party. And he certainly represents a certain group, sort of the financial interests and bankers within the Arena Party. But he's still very much there, very influential. And so the fact that he's implicated in this, what he's been charged with is basically he's been charged with complicity in the whole cover-up of the murders of the Jesuits, whereas his defense minister, René Emilio Ponce, has been charged as one of the actual masterminds of the assassination. So it's certainly in a big blow, I think, for Arena to have this out there publicly right now, just 4 months or so before the presidential elections in El Salvador, in which their candidate, who also was involved at certain levels back during the war and then served as a police chief up until recently, and who's losing in the polls right now. And so to have this come out and be in the media, I haven't yet been able to see really what the reaction is in El Salvador, but it certainly raises a lot of issues, especially around the 1993 amnesty law and opening up a way for there to actually be some sort of resolution and some sort of, to work out of the situation of impunity that so many of the military generals have been under since the end of the war.
And are those military still around, Burke?
Well, actually, the military was pretty dramatically reduced in size. That was one of the successes of the peace accords, is that the role of the military actually was limited, and the size of the military reduced, and a civilian police force created, and some of the old kind of paramilitary institutions done away with as well. So that was one of the things that the FMLN and the social movement achieved through the military, or through the peace accords. The problem was, though, those that left the military at the time were clearly implicated in some of these assassinations and human rights abuses were never actually brought to trial, or never. There was no resolution in even though it was very clear that they had participated in these things or been, behind ordering them. And so, and the justification from Arena, from the right wing, has always been, we can't open those old wounds. It's better that, maybe they did some bad stuff, and of course they themselves, are implicated. Maybe that some bad stuff was done, but Salvadorans don't want those wounds opened once again. And so it's best that we just pass this amnesty and not revisit what happened. But of course, for the families of the victims of that war and of all those military atrocities, that's just not enough.
Yeah, well, it certainly didn't help much in the case of Chile, and I think it's interesting that Spain is calling for the extradition of these people, because I think it wasn't it Spain that was ultimately responsible for the bringing Pinochet to trial, although it did take a long time, and he was on his deathbed when it finally happened.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's a Spanish judge that will ultimately decide whether this case proceeds. One of the organizations that is behind the bringing the suits is a Spanish human rights organization, along with the Center for Justice and Accountability, which is based in San Francisco. And so it'll be interesting to see whether the judge does indeed accept the case, at which point there will be serious calls for Cristiani and others to be extradited and be brought to trial in Spain. As I mentioned before, though, it also opens up the possibility, for a long time people have called for this amnesty law that was passed in 1993 in El Salvador to be overturned. And so if the FMLN wins in 2009, if they have the power in the Legislative Assembly to overturn the law, it would also open up the possibility of actually trying these people in El Salvador, so that there wouldn't even have to be an extradition.
Yeah, and that would, I think, might be a reasonable precedent for other countries that have, suffered these kinds of human rights violations. Look, thanks very much for keeping informing us of that, and I guess it's early days yet, but we look forward to hearing from you next week.